First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers. Halfback pass. Marcus Allen right side. Touchdown. Kansas City. Dayton Hughes from Marcus Allen. Now Gannon turns left, pumps, throws, lay wide open. Dayton Hughes, touchdown. The Chiefs can take the lead.
Denver's defense had no clue what was going on. They were completely confused.
I'm from Bayonne, New Jersey. I was born and raised there. It's a small town in between two pretty big cities, pretty rough cities in Newark and Jersey City. Family-oriented. Everyone seemed like everyone in the town was my family. When I went back home to Jersey, I had like a mental checklist of places I had to go. I had to go to Pizza Bistro. They had some great chicken fingers. And then I go down to the Big Apple, great pizza, chicken parmesan sandwich, Willie's Barbershop right around the corner, got to get my hair cut there. And then I make my rounds to all my family.
His father and I played softball against each other years ago, so he was an athlete. And he knew what it took to be successful. And I think he raised Dane in that mold that, hey, I don't care what kind of athlete you are. Your academics come first and are always going to come first.
Well, I played all three sports, baseball, basketball, and football in high school. That's how I grew up. I don't ever remember not playing something all year long.
When he came in, I saw him play football as a freshman. I saw him play basketball, saw him play baseball. And I knew right then that we had somebody special.
In baseball, I was a center fielder and pitcher. Basketball, I was a forward. And football, I played quarterback and free safety. And I was recruited by multiple colleges, all the East Coast colleges, Penn State, Syracuse.
Hayden Fry, Tom Osborne. We thought, they were rock stars to us back then.
Nebraska, Iowa, and a few other schools said that I could play baseball as well as football. But Coach Fry came into my house with his cowboy boots on and his southern twang and kind of wowed me and made me believe that it was going to be true, and he held up to his bargain.
And when he made that decision to go out there, we were all supportive because we had about four or five people from Bayonne High School that went on to Iowa, so that was great.
As I went through the University of Iowa, I just completed my junior year of football and baseball, and I was drafted in the third round by the Milwaukee Brewers. Played the whole summer of professional baseball, went back to Iowa, and finished my senior year of football, and decided that I was more of a football player playing baseball than a baseball player playing football, and decided I wanted to go and try this whole football thing out in the NFL. I had been through the draft already once, and it was a happy time. No one around me had ever been that high of a draft pick in baseball, especially in my hometown. So I had high expectations about the NFL draft. I had broke my foot at the Hula Bowl, so I had slipped down. There was questions about how I would recover from my injured foot, as well as questions as whether I was going to go back and play baseball. So I dropped from supposedly a second-round pick to the seventh round. It was the most miserable day of my life. It kind of propelled me mentally, made me a little bit more tougher, made me want to prove everybody wrong every single day and every single practice and every single game. And that kind of is the attitude that I carried on. With the Chiefs and being a draft pick, unbeknownst to me is I thought all draft picks made the team. So I was very calm and relaxed throughout the whole preseason. I just played. I didn't think about what I was missing. Lo and behold, a few years later, I talked to Marty Schottenheimer, and he was like, Dana, I've been trying to cut you since you were a rookie. And I told him, hey, I'm going to make it the hardest decision you ever have to make. And being around Joe and how calm he was, and around Marcus and how professional he was, and how he went about practice every day, and all those guys made it so much easier for me to transition into the NFL as a wide receiver. And I was on practice squad for the first 10 weeks of the season. My first game active was a Monday night game against Buffalo here at Arrowhead. We beat the crap out of them here at Arrowhead on Monday night. They had no chance when they got off the buses.
Down the sideline it goes. He's out of bounds.
When you talk about things that players miss when they're former players, it's two things. It's the camaraderie in the locker room, and it's the exhilaration when you score a touchdown and when you're part of a big play in Arrowhead Stadium. It's, you can't explain it.
Pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Dayton Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
The feeling right there takes away all pain. The tough practices that you had and training camps for 6 weeks that you went through, all is erased at that time. couple of years after I retired in 1999, I moved back to Kansas City. I was establishing myself in the business world, started working at a bank in the home mortgage industry. There was a position that was created that was going to allow me to reach out to other NFL players and help them with their credit, help them with things that happen off the field, and educating them that we weren't privy to when I was playing. Outside of the banking business, working with the Big Ten Network in baseball and football.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be exciting to watch. I circled this series on my calendar from the beginning because I knew these two teams would come to play.
Locally, I work for Metro Sports, so I do a pregame and postgame analysis of every game during the season, also do some additional work during the draft time. I also work with the Missouri Valley Football Conference and do their football game of the week during the fall, as well as Missouri and Illinois high school state championships. So I got my hand in a lot of different things in broadcasting, trying to grow in that, and was approached by a couple of former Chiefs, Jerry Cornelison and Dave Lindstrom, about becoming a Chiefs ambassador. And how it was explained to me and how it's lived up to that is that we were still an extension of an organization. We were a face out in the public, still doing work, still utilizing the platform that Lamar Hunt and the Kansas City Chiefs provided us by just wearing a jersey out on that field, how the people embrace former and current players around this community was awesome. So we were able to kind of build on that and still to this day build on those relationships, be an extension, a positive extension for the Chiefs organization out in the community, and still have one foot in the locker room as a Chiefs ambassador. It's just so comforting to know that I was a part of something special, and just because the clock went out on my career doesn't mean that I'm not special anymore, and the Chiefs have done all of that to make me feel that way. I don't know if I have a greatest moment. I mean, to measure it in one moment, I would think it would be impossible, and I don't know if we have enough tape on these cameras to go through every moment. But to step in a huddle with Joe Montana on any play is a great moment. To be a part of an AFC championship game as a rookie and return punts is an amazing moment. My first catch ever in the NFL was the winning drive here at Arrowhead against Pittsburgh. First catch I ever had. That's an amazing moment. All of those memories, they come to me just like yesterday's news. I can relive it in my mind over and over, and that's what makes it special.